Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to a Donnie Football Friday with Greensburg's very own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smail Care, Route 30 in Greensburg. Nick Kostos joins us every Friday, one of our favorite times of the week, host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Nick, we're looking at a pretty big game for the Steelers because they have a chance to really seize control of this division, especially if the Ravens, who is really the only team anyone's worried about, drops to 1-5. And everything's in their favor. The Browns just flew across the ocean. The Steelers are rested since their trip there, coming off a bye week. Tomlin's great off bye weeks. Tomlin's 18-0 at home against the Browns. And what is he, Donnie? 24-6 against rookie quarterbacks?
Yes.
What do you think of this one?
Great to be on with you guys. I like the Steelers. I don't know if I'd say it's one of my favorite bets, but I do like Pittsburgh laying anything under 6. The number right now at BetMGM is 5.5. And you mentioned it. This is one of the all-time worst travel spots that a team in the NFL has faced in for as long as I followed the league. It's not just that the Browns are coming off an international game. It's not just that the Steelers are coming off their bye. This is now 3 straight road games, if you wanted, obviously London, a road game, right? 3 straight road games for the Cleveland Browns, starting a rookie quarterback in Dylan Gabriel. Now, you know, you'd like for the Steelers' injury report to be a little better here coming off the bye. Like, we'll see if Jalen Ramsey's able to practice today. We don't know if Calvin Austin's going to be able to play. He didn't practice yesterday for the Steelers. But, I mean, like, the rest of the team's pretty healthy. I don't think Dylan Gabriel's very good. Even if he's going to be adequate and serviceable, he's still not very good. And I think the Steelers' quick passing game is basically constructed to mitigate what is an excellent Browns defensive front. You know, like, I think Aaron Rodgers got a bad rap last year because of the offensive system the Jets were running with Nathaniel Hackett, where they're throwing the ball 50 times a game and he's hanging in the pocket. That's not what the Arthur Smith offense is. He's going to get the ball out fast, and I think that's how you beat the Cleveland Browns defense. Make me bet the game. I'll take the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I do think that this sets up as a good game for DK Metcalf, who has a big size advantage over Cleveland, number one corner Denzel Ward. And just the other thing that I'm watching for in this game, because I do expect the Steelers to win, fascinated to see how much Kenny Gainwell eats into Jalen Warren's role as the number one running back. Gainwell was awesome against the Vikings in the game in Dublin prior to the bye. Warren will be back here. I'm interested to see how the running back room is divvied up and if Caleb Johnson gets any touches as well.
Nick, with that being a big question for the Steelers going into this, if you're somebody betting on this game and looking into the, you know, rushing yards for each player, are you staying away from the props around Warren and Gainwell, not really knowing what that dynamic might look like?
Yeah, I think the safe expectation would be, like, Jalen Warren got a new contract, right? So Jalen Warren's going to be the one. I would be pretty, and by the way, this point spread just moved to 6 at BetMGM. So I don't want to bet the Browns, but I don't have a ton of interest in laying 6 with the Pittsburgh Steelers. That number's been lower basically the entire week. So, like, interest here in Pittsburgh to win the game and to win by a good amount amongst bettors. So Warren's rushing yards prop is 48.5, Gainwell 28.5. Honestly, Donnie, like, this all just looks right to me. That sets up Warren as the 1A, Gainwell as the 1B. I think that's correct. And we'll see if Caleb Johnson gets involved at all for the Steelers in the ground game.
All right, Nick, you're based in New York. I caught a lot of crap around here when I said the Steelers, in need of a franchise quarterback, should have taken Jackson Dart. I said it. I wrote it. I took a lot of crap for it. Was I right? Are you a believer? And if you are or not, the whole town must be going crazy there among Giants fans, yes?
Oh, well, the second part of what you said is absolutely true. The town is going nuts for Jackson Dart. I'm going nuts as a Giants fan for Jackson Dart. I thought Dart made some exceptional throws in yesterday's game, and a couple of them were dropped in the game
last
night.
Yes, they were.
I thought Dart was excellent. He was under control. Now, the thing that makes you a little nervous about Jackson Dart, he's really got to start sliding. He plays with reckless abandon, which is really fun. Like, it's great when he gets up and he dives for a first down and he takes a defender on, you know, head on. Like, it's cool and it gets you fired up. If he keeps playing like this and Brian Daboll keeps calling these design runs for him after he goes to the Blue Medical tent for a concussion check, like, he's – no, I'm being serious. Like, it is funny. You're right. And that was an event unto itself. Like, he's going to get hurt. And I'm not wishing that on him. I'm a Giants fan. And I wouldn't want that for a team I don't root for. He's going to get hurt. He's not going to make it through the year if this is what it's going to be. So they have to figure out some balance here, and he's got to start sliding and getting down a little bit, or he's going to get hurt. As far as whether or not you're right, I mean, I don't know, like, you probably going to be 4-1 after this weekend. The Ravens are probably going to be 1-5. The Bengals are probably going to be 2-4. The Browns are going to be 1-5. Tough to say that the Steelers made the wrong call if that's going to be the case with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. So, Mike, more to be revealed there on that prediction.
You could have done both. You could have done both, Nick. You bring in the veteran, you'd have Dart sit behind him.
Maybe. I mean, it's certainly within the realm of possibility. I'm still pretty bullish on Derek Harmon and what his impact will be. I thought he played well in the game for the Steelers in Dublin, and I think he showed out pretty well in his rookie year. And I think could be a big part of the Steelers' defense down the stretch.
Nick, you brought up some of the issues going on elsewhere in the AFC North. The Steelers, obviously, with a divisional matchup on Sunday that we've already talked about. Two other ones that are pretty big spreads. The Ravens at home again, likely without Lamar Jackson, getting 7.5 points. A team that looked lifeless last week against Houston. And then Cincinnati, the first go-round there with Cowboy Joe Flacco, getting 15 points against the Packers. How do you feel about those games?
Yeah, I think both AFC North teams that you just referenced, Donnie, will lose on Sunday. As far as the point spread goes, I would only bet the Packers against the Bengals, where, you know, like, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins should have more fantasy football relevance than they did with Jake Browning. But, like, let's be crystal clear. I think I came on the show before the start of the season and said, I'm not picking the Bengals to make the playoffs with Joe Burrow at quarterback. So I certainly don't think Joe Flacco is going to be able to keep things afloat behind a brutal offensive line and with a terrible defense. Now, I think the point spread's probably just right, like Green Bay a 14-point favorite. So no desire for me to. I certainly wouldn't bet the Bengals. That would be Packers or nothing. And as far as the Rams and the Ravens go, like, Lamar Jackson's not playing in the game. Like, the Rams are 7.5-point road favorites. Lamar's not playing. Now it's just, will it be Cooper Rush or Tyler Huntley? And if it's Rush and he's terrible, like, Tyler Huntley's probably going to play. We're also expecting rain in the forecast on Sunday, which could complicate things. What I'll tell everyone right now is I would never bet Baltimore in this game right now. It would be Rams or nothing, but I think we need to see what this final injury report is for the Ravens. I want to see what the weather is like coming up on Sunday, but I feel pretty confident in saying the Ravens and Bengals and the Browns will all lose on Sunday and the Steelers will win.
Nick Kostos on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Nick, who are the front runners right now, the odds-on favorites for MVP and Defensive Player of the Year?
All right, so let's see. I want to make sure I give you the latest. Well, Josh Allen is the MVP favorite, but I want to get you the exact numbers. Give me 1 second here because I'm on BetMGM. All right, so Josh Allen is the favorite, plus 140. Patrick Mahomes, plus 450. I just think Josh Allen is very likely to win MVP. And there's been a big groundswell for Baker Mayfield this week,
yes,
Given the Buccaneers' start to the season. I don't think it's sustainable for the Bucs to keep winning these games by a razor-thin margin when they could have lost any number of these games. And that's not to take credit away from Baker Mayfield. I just think it's unlikely that his team is likely to amass, like, the gaudy one-loss record that the Buffalo Bills are going to. Now, Mahomes is interesting, right, at plus 450, but his price moved off a loss. And even if the Chiefs win on Sunday night, and I think they will against the Lions, like they're still going to be 3-3. Whereas I think the Bills, I don't know if they'll cover, but I think they'll win on Monday night in Atlanta. And Buffalo's going to move to 5-1, and the Bills' record's going to be looking pretty good. So, you know, I think Allen is probably a little more likely than the betting market indicates to win MVP. As far as defensive player of the year goes, this one's a little bit more up for grabs. So Aiden Hutchinson and Micah Parsons are the favorites atop the board. Miles Garrett's the third choice. Like, he can't win because the Browns are not going to win enough games. So he's not going to be able to win. Nick Benito, plus 500. The Broncos could amass a pretty good regular season record. But I think the reason why you're seeing Hutchinson and Parsons out in front is because the Lions and Packers will both have a lot of regular season wins their teams. And team success does matter with awards like this. So I think everything's just correct at this point. Hutchinson and Parsons is the favorite. And Josh Allen should be the favorite. Actually should probably be more of a favorite. Josh Allen should to be MVP.
Nick, a question I like asking you every Friday. What's your favorite bet on the NFL board all weekend?
All right, so let's take a look. Well, honestly, like, I like the Chiefs on Sunday night against the Lions. I like the over in the game also. Now, there is just one caveat to be issued here, because Xavier Worthy, Kansas City's number one receiver, until Rashee Rice is back from suspension. Xavier Worthy didn't practice yesterday, so we'll see if he practices today. If he does, and he's going to play on Sunday, I really like the Chiefs. I think Detroit's defense is up against it here against Mahomes and this passing offense. Down a number of their top corners. DJ Reed's on IR. Terrion Arnold's not going to play in this game. I think this sets up for a Chiefs offense, name your score type of game. So I like the Kansas City Chiefs, Donnie, coming up on Sunday night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate, and they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick, we appreciate the time. Another great appearance. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Looking forward to it. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And I'll tell you, my Steelers playoff bet's looking pretty good right now. Let's go Steelers this weekend.
Oh, wait a second. How about offensive rookie of the year? Who's the odds on favorite? And where's Jackson Dart? And Scataboo.
Scataboo might be higher.
So let me get this up right now. So Emeka Egbuka is now a minus choice, minus 105. Jackson Dart plus 300. Scataboo plus 1300. I think all of this is correct. Egbuka should be the favorite. And just like 20 seconds on Emeka Egbuka, I am not suggesting that he will be Randy Moss. That is not what I am saying at all. Randy Moss is one of the five best receivers of my lifetime. But through five games, he is on a Randy Moss trajectory. Mm. Like, that's what he's done. Like, that's a fact. Yeah. It doesn't mean it's going to keep up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it will, but that's how good he's been. He deserves to be the favorite right now for Offensive Rookie of the Year. And by the way, Chris Godwin's not playing this weekend, and neither is Mike Evans, against a terrible Niners secondary. This could be another show-up and show-out game for Emeka Egbuka. I don't like Jackson Dart for this award at plus 300, even though I'm a Giants fan. It's hard to imagine the Giants winning the number of games that would be requisite to get him home. Yeah. I would honestly take a look at Tet McMillan at 12-1. He hasn't caught a touchdown pass yet this year for the Carolina Panthers. They play the Cowboys this weekend. I think that's likely to change. And Quinshon Judkins for the Browns. And I know they're playing a tough Steelers defense this week. Judkins is just passing the eye test, is the best rookie running back. I think he's better than Ashton Jeanty. I think he's better than Omarion Hampton, who's on IR right now for the Chargers. And the Browns, whether they're up 30 or down 30 in games, are going to run the ball. So Judkins and McMillan would be the two guys I would look at longer prices.
Nick, while you have it up real quick, where is Tyler Warren, the Penn State guy, on that list?
So Warren's 11-1. Look, if Brock Bowers didn't win last year and Jaden Daniels had a historic rookie year and a quarterback's not doing that this year, I think the tight end position is up against it here. I have a hard time imagining Warren wins offensive rookie of the year, although it does go noted that they are using him down by the goal line as a running back in some spots, could get him a couple more touchdowns, taking away from Jonathan Taylor.
Nick, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Looking forward to it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.
Thanks, Nick.
That was the host of You Better. He's a character, isn't he, Donnie? I like him a lot.
I look forward to those hits every Friday.
Me too.
Because I also just love going around the league a little bit too.
Nick hosts You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey. He's the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Man, that Josh Allen thing for MVP, he's a shoo-in, though. I don't agree. I don't think that the world is yet keen to what I'm seeing with the Bills. Okay? And I'm being honest about that. I've seen every second of every game. They're not that good. Their defense stinks. We all saw the Ravens opener. They got historically lucky to win that game. It was phenomenal, but they got historically lucky. Keon Coleman catches a deflected pass. Derrick Henry fumbles. And then they win the game. They played like crap against New Orleans and almost lost at home. Okay? And we saw their most recent game, which was a loss. They're just not that good. And guess what? They're going to lose in Atlanta. And guess what else? They're not going to win that division. And if I were a betting man, I would bet on the Patriots to win that division.
You don't think the Bills are going to win the division?
I don't. I think the Patriots are going to win it. When I look at both team schedules and I look, see, this is an example, Donnie. I don't think the world is keen yet how weak the roster is around Josh Allen. I think they have Cook, they have Deion Dawkins, and they have Ed Oliver. Those are four players. Obviously, the quarterback is one of the four that any team would want to have pretty much. The rest of the roster, there's nobody on their front seven on defense who needs to be double teamed, except maybe Oliver, and he's a defensive tackle. There's no receiver that needs to be double-teamed. They're going to lose games. They're lucky right now that they haven't lost three of them.
They do feel like a team that has been leaking oil. And that's why, going back to last week, I think that was one of the games we may have picked Austin, or maybe it was just one of the ones that I picked with the guys. I felt pretty good about going New England plus +8. Not thinking that they'll win the game outright, but just knowing that the Bills had played games that were way too close for comfort against the Dolphins, against the Saints.
Yes.
The Dolphins, outside of a roughing the punter penalty, had a chance to win the game.
In Buffalo.
And the Saints, I think it was either late third or early fourth quarter, Spencer Rattler had a touchdown pass dropped that would have either given them the lead or brought them, made it like a 3-point game.
You're preaching to the choir. And for people who are betting people out there, I'm telling you, I'm giving you something there. That the Bills have been fooling people so far this season. Now, that guy is great, and he could win MVP. And, a game against Atlanta, I don't think the Bills win, but, of course, Josh Allen can win any game. I just don't see him as a shoe-in for MVP at all. Even right now, if I had to choose, he would not be my MVP. Matthew Stafford's been unbelievable this year, and Baker Mayfield's been incredible. Baker Mayfield would be my MVP right now. 10 touchdowns, one pick, 104 rating. Sam Darnold is off to a great start. Jared Goff, if he goes off again in this game, he leads the NFL in touchdown passes, and I think he leads in passer rating, if I'm not mistaken. No, Lamar does, but Lamar's been injured. So Jared Goff is second with a 121 passer rating. You lead the league in touchdowns and passer rating, Donnie. You've got a chance to win MVP, especially when you're on the best team.
I loved that pick when Bob made it. The
Baker
opener.
Mayfield pick, yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, you go a little bit outside the box, not too far. A guy that has been a really exciting quarterback, and the only issue with his game was Can he bring down the turnovers?
Right.
Because he was great last season. He just happened to throw 16 picks, but he threw like, what, 41 or 42 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It seems like he's figured that part of the game out, which is big.
Man, but when I bring up Goff, and I forgot to bring up, you have a guy who might be on the best team in football. You agree with that, that they might be Detroit?
Yeah, I mean, they're still up there.
They win this game at Kansas City in maybe a Super Bowl preview, and he has a big game. He leads the NFL in completion percentage at 75%, touchdowns with 12, and is second to Lamar in passer rating at 121. How can he not be an MVP candidate?
I'm very happy for him with how his career has turned around a bit. I mean, he was a guy that got to a Super Bowl and then was told that he wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Gets traded to Detroit, of all places, where Matt Stafford couldn't get anything done. And
right.
Now we're going on 3 years in a row where that is one of the best offenses in the game.
Right. So I'm not with Nick there. Maybe he's just telling us the odds, I know, but
yeah.
He seemed to think that Josh Allen would run away with this thing. I am vehemently not on that train.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.